Good morning, friends and neighbors. My name is Jeff Henderson, and I'm with the Oakland Church of Christ, located at 18111 Townsend Ford Road in Athens, Alabama. I'm here this morning to present a message from the Word of God, and I appreciate you taking the time to listen and to follow along with your Bible. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 1, we read, "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and our hands have handled concerning the Word of life, the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested to us, that which we have seen and heard we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you that your joy may be full. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin." The Apostle John reminds us of the simple truth that God is. This is one of many statements in the Bible that teaches the simple yet profound truth that God exists. Remember, God told Moses, "I am that I am." And it's interesting to note here that John doesn't say God was or even God will be. The inspired apostle says God is. God exists. Even more interesting is that not only does John remind the reader that God exists, he also declares that God is light. Young people learn early that the earth gets light from the sun during the daytime and reflected light from the moon at night, which is just as it is described in Genesis chapter 1 when God created the earth and all things in it. We also know that light may come from other sources like a flashlight or even a campfire at times. In our homes, we're able to receive light by flipping a switch or with modern technology with just our voice. With these and many other familiar circumstances, we understand the wonderful benefits of light from the sun, a flashlight, or any other source of light. Light is helpful in locating items lost under a couch. Light is useful when traveling on roads at night, or even a small amount of light is also a source of comfort to many children as they drift off to sleep. Keeping those things in mind, consider the following verses that express just a few of the benefits of God as light. In Psalm 27 in verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?" In Psalm 36 and verse 9 we read, "For with you is the fountain of life, in your light we see light." In the New Testament, Jesus, the Son of God, declares himself as the light of the world. John 8 and verse 12, "Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Jesus later says in John 9 and verse 5, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." God's light provides salvation. It provides guidance. It provides strength. These are just a few of the many benefits that we receive as a result of God and Jesus being light. The wonderful benefit that John declares for us is that if we walk in the light, we can have fellowship with God and his Son Jesus. We can enjoy all the benefits of the light of God and the light of his Son if we obey the commandments of the Bible, which is the Word of God. Walking in the light, following Jesus, and obeying his words allows us to have fellowship with God and with Jesus. Are you walking in the light? Do you have fellowship with God and his Son, Jesus? Thank you again for taking time to listen to this morning's message from God's Word. If you have questions or comments about today's message, please feel free to contact us. Our phone number is 256-729-8866. You can also visit our website, www.churchofchristatoakland.com. There you'll find links to our email address, as well as audio recordings of previous radio shows and sermons. We would love to meet you at any of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. for Bible study. Our worship services are at 10:25 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sundays. We also have Bible studies on Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Thanks again for listening. God's grace and peace to all.